Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Many American colleges set aside space for low-income students who wouldn't be able to attend college without significant financial aid. But Amherst College in Western Mass is doing and spending a lot more to actively recruit those students. One reason, the belief that all students benefit from an economically diverse student body. WBUR's Fred Tice has the story.
Michael McCullough has made it his life's work to find high-achieving, low-income students and connect them to 35 of the most selective colleges and universities in the country.
There are 30,000 smart low-income students a year who score over a 1,300 on the math and verbal after the SATs and have an A to A-minus average in school.
Thanks in part to QuestBridge, the program McCullough founded, colleges he works with are offering more first-generation and low-income students full financial aid. But it's one thing to identify those students. It's another to persuade them to move a world away from where they grew up. One college that goes out of its way to make that final pitch is Amherst College. Once it's made financial aid offers to students, Amherst goes to great lengths to persuade them to attend. Every spring, Amherst brings more than 100 first-generation or low-income students or students of color to campus. They've already been accepted and offered financial aid. Now, it must persuade them to enroll. Tom Parker, himself a first-generation college student, is Amherst's longtime dean of admission and financial aid.
And as you can imagine, that's an extraordinary, it's expensive. You know, you're talking about flying kids in from all over the United States, be on hand to drive to Hartford at 2 o'clock in the morning because the kid missed his connection in Chicago. And, what do you do next? Well, you get in the car. You go pick the kid up.
On a recent weekend, high school senior Denzel Wood found himself in Amherst after 3 flights from Fairbanks, Alaska. Wood's father is a carpenter and his mother a stay-at-home mom. The fact that the college has invited him to visit, Wood said, would weigh heavily in his decision whether to enroll.
They are paid for me to come visit. Otherwise, I would not have been able to afford it. It was over $2,000 just to buy a ticket to come here.
Wood was also considering the University of Alaska and Lewis and Clark College in Portland, Oregon. High-achieving, low-income, and first-generation college students don't usually consider leaving their home states for college. Amherst president Biddy Martin says there's a primary reason.
Many of them worry about leaving home for college even when all expenses are paid because they're accustomed to being contributors to their family's welfare back home. And if they don't have enough financial aid to cover all their expenses and also potentially to travel, then that puts them in a very difficult position.
My parents both work low-end manufacturing jobs.
Adam Vest is from outside Louisville, Kentucky, and is about to be a first-generation college student.
Even though we are the best high school in the state of Kentucky, the vast majority of our students go in-state, and the ones that do go out-of-state go right on the edge of the state to, like, Cincinnati or something like that.
Vest says without the financial aid that Amherst is offering him, he could not go to college here.
I didn't know if I would be able to come to a school like this. Even if I got in, I had a confidence that I might be able to get in through my academics, but I didn't know if I could pay for it. Even if I did, I don't even know if it would be worth it. They've got a fantastic financial aid program, meet 100% of demonstrated need, no loans. It was really good. They made it possible.
Vest says Amherst is offering him more than any other college, and it would be even cheaper for him to attend Amherst than to go to a state school. He says he wants to use the weekend to figure out if he would fit in as a Southerner. Amherst is going out of its way to woo Vest, but that effort comes at a price. President Biddy Martin says the college's commitment to financial aid forces it to forgo some amenities.
Amherst has lovely facilities of many kinds, but it doesn't have the kinds of things that I'm used to seeing at other institutions. It has a library that is in serious need of replacement. It needs an additional dining hall. There are a whole set of things that could have been done, but for the amount of funding that's being committed to financial aid.
Martin is well-placed to understand first-generation college students. She was one herself. She grew up in rural Virginia. Her father was a cookie salesman and sold real estate. Her mother was the secretary at an elementary school. And she says she finds herself talking quite a lot with other first-generation students about how educational opportunity also comes with loss.
When you come from a background where education is not trusted, not relished, not available, there's conflict involved in seeking and getting the advantages of an elite education. In my case, I think there was just a terror on the part of my parents of the influence, the impact that education would have, that it would change me, that it would mean I would never come back to rural Virginia, that it separated me from them and everything from ideology to professional ambitions to the way I talked.
The student from Kentucky, Adam Vest, decided in the end not to enroll at Amherst. The student from Fairbanks, Denzel Wood, did. So far, about half the students Amherst paid to bring to campus this spring decided to enroll. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Fred Tice.